your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with highs around 92. Winds out of the south, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 72. Tonight, partly cloudy. High of 93 tomorrow. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 88.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The nation's pesticide law does not preempt state law claims such as those that have resulted in multi-million dollar judgments against Monsanto for Roundup exposure. The nation's top lawyer said those things in a brief, urging the Supreme Court not to grant the company's request to reconsider a lower court ruling. The high court should deny the petition submitted by Monsanto, bought by Bayer in 2018, that says the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act should preempt tort claims brought by Edwin Hardeman in 2015. The California resident claimed his exposure to Roundup from the mid-1980s through 2012 caused his non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and that Monsanto failed to provide warning of the herbicide's health risk. A federal jury awarded him about $80 million. That included $75 million in punitive damages. A district court judge reduced that punitive damage award to $20 million. The U.S. Court of Appeals from the Ninth Circuit upheld the judgment against Monsanto, finding Hardeman's claims were not preempted by FIFRA, as argued by Monsanto in the petition to the High Court on August 16th. The Supreme Court initially distributed the petition for conference in December, but decided to seek the views of Solicitor General Elizabeth Prelonger. 5 months later, she responded to the court, writing that although some aspects of the EPA-approved labeling may preempt particular state law requirements, EPA's approval of labeling that does not warn about particular chronic risks does not by itself preempt state law requirements to provide such warnings. The pesticide law makes clear that the particular pesticide may be found to violate FIFRA's misbranding prohibition, even though EPA approved the labeling when registering the pesticide, the brief said. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Two cars collided in Topeka on Tuesday, leaving three people with minor injuries. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, a Dodge Grand Caravan was southbound on Minocan Road when, for an unknown reason, it entered the wrong lane on an exit ramp from U.S. Highway 24 and hit a Chevrolet G2500 van head-on. The Dodge had three people in it. The driver and another occupant were taken to a local hospital to be treated. The driver of the Chevrolet was also taken to a local hospital. Everyone involved was wearing seatbelts. The Kansas Highway Patrol has identified a man killed in a crash in McPherson County Tuesday afternoon. According to the KHP, Robert Harrell, 43, of Kansas City, Missouri, was driving a 2019 Dodge Caravan eastbound on U.S. 56 when, for an unknown reason, it went left of center and struck a 2020 Volvo semi head-on. Harrell died on the scene. The driver of the semi was taken to the McPherson Center for Health with serious injuries. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-American Network News.
Hi, I'm Laura Howard, Secretary of the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services. In Kansas, there are more than 540,000 people on Medicare, and each day, nearly 10,000 new people enroll nationwide. While Medicare enrollment can seem daunting, it doesn't have to be. That's where SHIC, or the Senior Health Insurance Counseling for Kansas program, comes in. The SHIC program provides seniors across Kansas trusted and unbiased help about Medicare benefits. SHIC counselors provide all the information and options available so you can make an informed decision about your Medicare coverage. We look forward to helping you navigate your way to a Medicare plan that is right for you. The number to call to find your local SHIC counselor is 1-800-860-5260.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, and aired in cooperation with this station.
The Kansas Highway Patrol says that two Garden City men were killed in a crash on Tuesday. The crash happened just after 5 p.m. on U.S. Highway 50 in Gray County. According to the report from the KHP, a Chevy Cobalt was eastbound and, for an unknown reason, it drove onto the south shoulder. The car went left of center and then collided with a westbound Dodge Grand Caravan. The driver of the Cobalt, 64-year-old Paul R. Rangel, and the driver of the Dodge, 50-year-old Donald L. Woosley, died in the crash. A Kansas man died in an accident just after 5 p.m. Tuesday in Phillips County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2018 Toyota Tacoma driven by George R. Koropka, 74 of Hayes, was westbound on Phillips County East Santa Fe Road, a closed road due to a washout. The pickup began to skid, then traveled off the road into the washout, struck the west bank, and came to a rest in the bottom of the washout. Koropka was pronounced dead at the scene. He was not wearing a seatbelt. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Most hailstorms last 3 to 5 minutes. In that time, Mother Nature can deal a crushing blow to your crops, your profits, and the future of your farming operation. Remove that risk with crop hail coverage from Blue Valley Insurance. Our crop hail policies provide protection against physical damage from hail, and our wind coverage ensures a safety net in case of damaging winds and tornadoes. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A University of Nebraska Regent, Jim Pillen, has won the state's crowded Republican primary race for governor over a candidate endorsed by Donald Trump. It was a notable loss for the former president as he tries to shape the future of the GOP. Pillen beat 8 challengers, including Trump-backed businessman Charles Herbster, accused late in the campaign of groping young women. Pillen was endorsed by Governor Pete Ricketts, who was prevented by term limits from running again. Herbster's defeat raises the stakes on other high profile races this month in Pennsylvania and Georgia, where Trump also has intervened in campaigns. Nebraska State Senator Carol Blood has won the Democratic nomination for governor. Blood defeated Roy Harris, a little-known primary candidate. She was first elected to the legislature in 2016 after serving on the city council in Bellevue, an Omaha suburb. Blood will face off against Republican Jim Pillen in the general election in November. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm. And Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Security of credit with a down payment, APR turn, and vehicle. This is credit second fees. Expires month's end.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and approved a number of street projects. Replacement of Frank Marshall Drive will include removal of existing surface, replacing storm drains, and a concrete street finish with an engineer's estimate of $200,000. Replacement of 18th Street from U.S. 36 to Carolina near the Casey store would be concrete construction, estimated at $129,000. An intersection on Spring Street at 17th could be asphalt or concrete, with council consensus for concrete, with heavy trucks turning in that area. The estimate is $120,000. Several locations were designated to continue curb and gutter work, with around 1,000 feet total. All of these projects were approved, as well as approval for design engineering at a cost of $21,000 for installing new manholes on Highway 36 and remodel of the bathrooms in the police station to be converted into a locker room for officers. Council approved an increase in the wage scale for lifeguards and staff at the Marysville City Pool. A manager has been hired. Hours for operation have not been finalized, as the city remains in need of additional lifeguards. Approval was given for $51,000 to refit a former sewer department truck into a dump truck for city use. Council moved to approve a planning and zoning recommendation that would change zoning on a property located south of U.S. 36, just west of Landall Company, from suburban residential to industrial. Landall plans to pave some of the property for completed trailer storage. Mayor Jason Barnes revisited the topic of improvements on 11th, 12th, and Keystone Roads in southeast Marysville. He mentioned the idea of developing a tax benefit district, but had no specifics how broad-ranging it might be. cooperation with the county was again mentioned. He asked if council wanted legal counsel to explore options available. Intersections and feeder roads were also discussed, along with related infrastructure and the housing challenges facing the community. KSDS in Washington has announced a new chief executive officer. Dwayne Taves assumes the post, having worked the past several years in radio at Clay Center. Previous to that, he was the Washington County Extension agent in 1992. Bryce Dolan was also recently named Director of Marketing and Fundraising. Kansas Specialty Dog Services trains assist dogs and has 10 full-time as well as additional part-time staff. With volunteers in 22 states, they have placed over 600 dogs throughout the country. Senior salutes airing this week and next, with area high school graduations this weekend. Area healthcare professionals are being recognized this week during National Skilled Nursing Week.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Gas prices got you like... Gas prices may keep you at home a little more than normal this summer. That's okay. Feel like a kid again and treat yourself to a new internet plan.
Get Blue Valley Internet Service or upgrade your speed to get a $50 Sinclair gas card. Then play through your day with kid-like excitement. Call Blue Valley Technologies at 877-876-1228 to get rolling with new internet today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying dry and warmer today before another chance for some rain and thunderstorms throughout Thursday. South winds will pick up between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Today, we can expect to see highs in the lower 90s throughout Iowa, the mid-80s and lower 90s throughout Nebraska, the lower 90s throughout Kansas, and the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Missouri. Starting to clear up overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Iowa, the lower 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the lower 60s and lower 70s throughout Kansas, and the mid-60s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. Staying warm with a slight chance for some rain throughout Thursday with our highs in the lower 90s throughout Iowa, the lower 70s and lower 90s throughout Nebraska, the mid-80s and upper 90s throughout Kansas, and the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Missouri, and south winds still gusting up to 35. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-May, 74, record high on this date, 94. The average low, 52, and the record low, 30 degrees. Sunset this evening at 8:30. Sunrise in the morning at 6:18.
If you have grand garden schemes this year, you might benefit from some wisdom we shared only 140 years ago. A peek into the archives today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, May 11th, the 131st day of the year. Actress Natasha Richardson was born on this day. As planting season kicks into high gear, we thought we'd look for time-tested advice in the Almanac Archives. To plow, to plant, and to hoe is the work that lies before us now. So said the Old Farmer's Almanac in May of 1882. But it cautioned gardeners against biting off more than they could chew. Don't try to till too much land, said the almanac. Better stick to what you can do well. The quality of the crop is as important as the quantity, and we advised of those three things that are best not to spread too thin: time, labor, and manure. Advice that seems just as good today as it did 140 years ago. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
When severe weather approaches our listening area, count on KNDY for severe storm coverage. Teaming our local resources with the weatherology meteorologists and the National Weather Service, we'll keep you ahead of a storm. Stay safe, stay informed. Tune KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDYradio.com, and our free mobile apps, which you can download for either Android or Apple devices. Thanks to our severe weather sponsors.
If Mother Nature decides to give the exterior of your home a makeover, you know it's time to call Schoen's Roofing in Beatrice. With over 10 years of experience and work backed up by a 10-year workmanship warranty, Schoen's promises a clean and timely experience, with most jobs being completed that day. For a consultation, repair, or renovation to protect your investment this storm season, call Anthony and the team at 402-520-7121.
Bruce's Body Shop in Marysville is ready to help with your body repair, refinishing, and collision work. They offer total glass installation and feature 24-hour wrecker service. If it's an accident, hail damage, or other automotive repairs, drop by the shop at 410 North 6th in Marysville. Bruce's Body Shop. Help with body repair, refinishing, and collision work, 24-hour wrecker service, and glass installation.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, salute to the seniors and the graduating class of 2022 from Axtell High School. From Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric, Hag Partners Cooperative, the State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, Barry Bussing Construction, and Axtell Trust Manufacturing. This year's class includes Aspen Bussing, Kennedy Dieters, Wyatt Dieters, Lily McClellan, Noah Scheibe, Ashley Scala, and Ian Scala. Commencement exercises Saturday at 11 at Axtell High School. Congratulations to the class from the Western National Bank, Little Joe's Service, Moonlight Restoration, Little Steps Dance Studio, and Blue Valley Technologies.
Hummus Trucking Incorporated congratulates the Nemaha Central Senior Class of 2022. The graduates have set goals to realize their dreams and ambitions. Good luck in the future, graduates. From Hummus Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking, truck and trailer repair.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. The Wichita Wind Surge were defeated by the Northwest Arkansas Naturals 7-4 on Tuesday afternoon in game one of a six-game road trip. The Surge finished the day 0-8 with runners in scoring position and left 11 men on base. Wichita does lead the league with 44 stolen bases. Wichita remains in first place by half a game over Tulsa. Sophomore Ben Partridge's open round of 68 helped the number 3-ranked Hutchinson Community College men's golf team to a 3-stroke lead after the opening round of the NJCAA Division I Men's Golf Championships at Odessa Country Club in Odessa, Texas. The defending national champion Blue Dragons posted a team score of 4 under 284 after 18 holes on Tuesday. The Blue Dragons will once again be paired with number 1-ranked Midland and number 2-ranked Central Alabama for Wednesday's second round. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
New help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text INTERNET to 22777. Paid for by AARP. Wheat growers looking for high yields and disease tolerance are turning to the latest release from the AgriPro brand, AP Bigfoot. New for 2022, AP Bigfoot offers industry-leading yield potential with acid soil and drought tolerance, as well as very good tolerance to leaf and stripe rust. AP Bigfoot is also one of the top varieties in the AgriPro brand lineup for wheat streak mosaic virus tolerance. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates online at agriprowheat.com.
Two Jayhawks will take part in next week's NBA Draft Combine. Projected first-round picks Ochai Agbaje and Christian Brown made the list of 76 players invited. The Combine is set for May 18th through the 20th in Chicago. The NBA Draft is set for June 23rd. CBS Sports projects the Kings to take Agbaje 7th overall and the Spurs to take Brown at number 25. Yesterday, NBA G League announced KU forward Jalen Wilson and center David McCormick are among 44 draft prospects invited to the NBA G League Elite Camp May 16th through 17th, also in Chicago. Sporting KC got it going in the second half and overcame a two-goal halftime deficit against FC Dallas in a Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup match at Children's Mercy Park on Tuesday night. Marino Siona scored on a header in the 98th minute that tied the match at 2-2 and sent it to extra time. Sporting KC went on to a 4-2 victory. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
The staff at Alfea is thrilled to cheer for the Pawnee City Indians track team. All the fans are proud of the athletes' fine skill, speed, and stamina, and will be rooting for the boys and girls at the upcoming track meet. So good luck, Indians, from your loyal fans at Alfea in Pawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing. All of us at Premier Chevrolet Buick GMC are cheering loudly for the Beatrice Orangemen track team as they take on the competition at the district meet. The perseverance and motivation these athletes possess is admirable and is sure to bring home the wins. Good luck from your fans here at Premier Chevrolet Buick GMC in Beatrice.
Legacy Carpet Cleaning will give your floors a fresh as new look. Let their team of dedicated professionals tackle your carpet or tile cleaning. Your home feels fresh, looks great, and makes a more healthy environment for you and your family. Call Skyler Price today for an appointment and let Legacy Carpet Cleaning in Marysville go to work for you.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high-quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable. See your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
Add a bit of charm to your indoor garden with Baby's Tears. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. If you've been growing indoor plants for some time, you may have used Baby's Tears as ground cover in a terrarium, tabletop container, or a small hanging basket. If you're new to indoor gardening and tend to overwater, this is a great plant to add to your collection. If you tend to underwater, try growing this humidity-loving plant in a terrarium. Set your plant in a moderate to brightly lit location for best results. Keep the soil slightly moist but not soggy. Consider using it as a ground cover in planters with ferns and other moisture and humidity-loving plants. Group Baby's Tears with other plants. As one plant transpires, loses moisture from its leaves, the nearby plants benefit from the increased humidity. or elevate the plant on pebbles in a saucer with water. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Needing to add some color to the yard? Well, you're in luck. The Can't Miss Flower Shop along the highway in Blue Rapids has what you're looking for. Jan and the team at the Riverside Market not only can accommodate your flower arrangement needs, but they also have a vast selection of bedding plants, flowers, and hanging arrangements. While you're there, don't forget to step inside and get yourself a fresh sandwich from the deli. That's the Riverside Market in Blue Rapids.
Imagine hosting a breakfast so large that you needed to buy pancake flour by the boxcar. That's exactly what happened here. So why was this small town feeding such large crowds and attracting some of the biggest names in entertainment? The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
KMA and KFNF were radio stations in Shenandoah, Iowa, built by rival nursery owners Henry Field and Earl May to promote their business to the public who was just beginning to get their first radios. Each of the men hosted jubilees that brought men, women, and children by the thousands.
They brought as many as 20,000 people at a time to Shenandoah, and that's where your pancakes came in. They served tremendous amounts of pancakes. They would have to bring pancake flour in by the boxcar in order to serve everybody.
Tom Beavers says soon those stations had their own live performances. Big names came to play in Shenandoah.
They both rivaled each other. In fact, when an entertainer would leave the Earl May stage, KMA, they would often go to KFNF and be hired on. And then sometimes they would leave here and they would go to Kansas City or they would go to Des Moines or Cedar Rapids, wherever there were other live broadcast stages.
The town produced its own homegrown talent as well. Singers and bands that became national names.
Well, the big one, of course, is the Everly Brothers. They were born and raised here. They left here in high school days and moved to Memphis. Al Sloy was a Shenandoah native, and he left here and went to Hollywood. He starred with the Riders of the Purple Sage for years, and they were the singers for the Roy Rogers movies in the 40s and the 50s.
Times have changed, but the stories live on. And a tip of the hat to KMA, a longtime radio station that has aired this show from our first days over two decades ago. Their work is a tribute to the early days of radio, when thousands came here for live performances and to chow down on the pancakes the seed companies would serve. Traveling the countryside in Shenandoah, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
After your spring vegetables are picked, don't leave the soil bare. Plant a cover crop until you're ready to plant fall veggies. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Cover crops have benefits year-round as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season, race against the clock season, mistakes can't happen season, and no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster, that makes your spacing and depth more accurate, and that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Unlike traditional field crops like corn and soybeans, vegetable growers have the advantage of growing vegetables in different seasons with different maturity dates. This provides the flexibility to incorporate short-duration cover crops throughout the growing season. Ajay Nair is an extension vegetable production specialist at Iowa State University. He says short-season cover crops include oilseed radish, yellow mustard, cowpea, and buckwheat. From seeding to flowering, they only take 50 to 60 days.
So let's say a vegetable grower had lettuce in the spring, planted outside in the field around mid-April. That crop will be done by about end of May. So then there's a time period of about 2 months, which is like June and July, before they plant their fall vegetables. So if a grower is growing a spring vegetable and then followed by a fall vegetable, these 2 months in the middle can be utilized to put the short duration cover crop.
Adding cover crops in your rotation will provide specific advantages depending on their physiology, shape, size, and growth habit. This includes weed suppression, soil and water conservation, and holding on to nitrogen.
The cover crop can take up that nitrogen and hold on to it. And so it's kind of a bridge. You prevent the leaching of the nitrogen, and you also get that nitrogen that now can be utilized by the fall crop. And in addition to that, they attract pollinators, they attract beneficial insects.
When it's time to plant the fall crop, he says you can till the cover crop under and then plant the vegetables. Or you can roll it down and use it as a mulch to suppress weeds and do strip till or no till. And after the fall crop is harvested, plant another cover crop to protect your soil through the winter. Learn more about using short duration cover crops at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Forever be evermore your own. Never let my heart grow, never let my mind grow, never let go, never let go, never let go. Never let my heart grow, never let my mind grow, never let go, never let go, never let go. Let it be. Never let my heart grow, never let my mind grow, never let go, never let go, never let go. Let it be.
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
It's Nursing Home Week, and Falls City Nursing and Rehab knows that it is a difficult decision to place a loved one in a retirement center. We are here to listen, care, and help you check out your options. Whether it's assisted living or skilled care nursing, we will share our home with you. Falls City Nursing and Rehab, let us care for you.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
How the U.S. pork industry grows markets in other countries. Today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Connect your entire farm with Ag Leader. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. The mission of the U.S. Meat Export Federation is to expand export opportunities for the beef, pork, and lamb industries in the United States. One way it does that is by informing and educating the meat wholesale community in various countries. Dr. David Newman is a Missouri pork producer and a past president of the National Pork Board. He led a recent training seminar in Peru.
In some of these emerging markets, Peru being one of them, where you have very low consumption per capita, we're going to go there and try to help those consumers really understand what are some of the merchandising things that can be done? What are the characteristics of the production system in the United States? What does a modern swine system look like? And what's the value of U.S. pork?
Also at that seminar, Courtney Knupp, VP of International Market Development for the National Pork Board.
A key insight from Peru is that better understanding of the fabrication of the U.S. pork carcass would really be beneficial in showing buyers why U.S. pork is such a solid choice and will actually help to increase demand. We have a free trade agreement with Peru. We have good relationships there. They have a lot of opportunity to increase consumption, and if we can help to do that, that will only help to increase the value and the opportunity for that market.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Blue Valley Trailer Sales in Waterville is your authorized Hustler dealer. They offer a full line of residential riding lawnmowers from 42 to 72-inch decks. Manufactured in Heston, Kansas, Hustler mowers are designed to give you unmatched strength and durability, and they're packed with performance features you will appreciate. Look over the complete inventory today of Hustler mowers at Blue Valley Trailer Sales in Waterville and get the riding mower designed to get the job done at a price you can afford.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Technology and data are quickly becoming a staple for profitable decision-making on farms, shaping how the next generation will manage their herds. With eyes on the future, Connect Summit brings together farmers and industry leaders who want to use data to drive their farms forward. And this year's Connect Summit is set to be held on June 15th to the 17th at the Gaylord Opryland Resort and Convention Center in Nashville, Tennessee. As Jordan Kraft-Lamper, the Vice President of Business Development with VOS, says attendees will be able to network and gain inspiration from leaders in data and innovation from seed to cheese.
Everybody is invited to attend. So all dairy producers who want to really imagine the future of their farms should be there. We'll be talking about how to do things that sounded impossible 5 years ago. And then we're going to talk about what seems impossible right now that's going to be possible 5 years from now at the next Connect Summit. So every producer is going to take home a vision of the future with concrete next steps on how to apply that future on their farms.
New Mexico dairy farmer and influencer Tara Vander Dussen says data plays an important role on her farm and will share her experiences on a producer panel at the event.
I'm really excited to talk with a number of professionals and experts from all across the supply chain, from, you know, a farmer like me on the farm, boots on the ground, to the people that are studying and researching and moving the needle forward for dairy sustainability. I'm excited to just have so many amazing dairy lot leaders in the same room, being able to talk about, you know, data-driven technologies, the future of dairy, the future of our markets. Data is giving us information to make management decisions. The faster that we have data and the information we need to make decisions, the better management decisions we can make.
They go on to explain to someone who has attended several Connect Summit events what is so special about the conference.
I love the conversations. I love connecting with people that are willing to challenge my perspective about how I see the industry and who are willing to hear me.
Find more information online at connectsummit.org.
When it comes to choosing your next pre-owned vehicle, it's all about selection, selection, selection. Rusty Accord has that covered. And our selection includes much more than just Fords. Are you looking for a Chevy? We've got 25 of them. How about a Toyota? Choose from 20 in our inventory. In all, you can select from nearly 250 quality pre-owned vehicles. Want a Jeep? We have a dozen available. Choose from Dodges, Rams, GMCs, Kias, Nissans, and more. Rusty Ag Ford has them all. Hard trucks and SUVs. We should be your first, but we'll definitely be your last stop for your next pre-owned vehicle. And at Rusty Ag Ford, you can get used car financing as low as 2.9% APR or buy with zero down. Choosing your next pre-owned vehicle comes down to one thing. Selection, selection, selection. Rusty Ag Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEgFord.com. Offers with approved credit for tax and fees not all qualified. Limited term financing offers cannot be combined with expired months.
5G is here, but the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get access. Well, not anymore, because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide with deals like our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month and no contract. And get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for $249, all on America's best networks. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money. Straight Talk Wireless. No contracts, no compromise. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. In the latest crop progress and condition report out from USDA showed that planting progress in the Midwest slowest in some 9 years. 22% of the U.S. corn had been planted as of Sunday. The five-year average is 50%. 5% has emerged. The average for the last 5 years is 15%. 12% of soybeans have now been planted. Normally, we'd be at 24. 3% emerged. The average is 4. 29% of the U.S. winter wheat is in good to excellent shape, 2 points above a week ago. 33% of the nation's wheat crop has been headed. The usual rate is 40%. And the nation's cotton, and 42% of the nation's cotton has been planted. That is well within the 5-year average. Busch Light and John Deere announcing a For the Farmers collaboration featuring limited edition beer cans supporting farm rescue. Available some areas now, but really May 16th through July 3rd. You can purchase 24 or 30 pack cases of the 12-ounce Busch Light with farming graphics that feature the John Deere logo and some of their equipment. Now, for each case sold during a limited run, Busch Light donating a dollar to Farm Rescue, up to a maximum of $100,000 for John Deere matching Busch Light's donation. Farm Rescue is a nonprofit that provides critical material aid to family farms. Also, they're going to celebrate on May 21st. If you want to head up to Wisconsin, there'll be a cornfield cornhole free one-day fan experience in Big Bend, Wisconsin. At the cornfield cornhole, John Deere tractor and ground post slingshot will catapult hay bales wrapped in For the Farmer graphics across the cornfield to reach an oversized cornhole board. That is an Ag Business Update. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
There are so many words to describe Panera's new Chef's Chicken Sandwiches. The chicken, juicy, succulent, seared. The brioche roll, buttery and toasty. The Parmesan crisps, crunchy, tangy. The secret aioli, creamy and rich. All those words. But when you have a bite, you might just be left speechless. Panera's new Chef's Chicken Sandwiches. Enjoy $1 delivery fee when you order on our app. Restrictions apply. For details, visit PaneraBread.com/delivery info.
You've inherited farmland. Now what? Determine how you own it and your options for keeping it or selling it on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
There are a lot of decisions to make. Will you keep it and farm it yourself? Keep it and let the current tenants continue to farm? Keep it and have somebody else farm it? Or do you sell it? Another question that must be answered is, how do you own the land? Is it yours outright, joint ownership with brothers and sisters, or through a partnership? Ellen Vanalek is a succession and transition extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says the decision will also have tax consequences, so consult with a tax attorney and accountant to understand the most up-to-date legal and tax implications of your inheritance.
Generally, when parents pass away, it goes to the next generation and they'll get the increase in basis, which means you wouldn't have a capital gains issue if you sell it now. If you choose to keep it and let's say the value goes up because land tends to increase in value over a period of time, your basis becomes whatever it is at the time of your parents passing, and then 10, 15, 20 years later it's worth more, then you'll have to pay the capital gains on the difference if you decide to sell it.
He says when siblings or other family members are included in the land inheritance, don't assume everybody will be happy and feel like they were treated fairly. Have a conversation with them on how the decisions made could affect your relationship going forward.
Those things, in my view, should be discussed before we start discussing what's going to happen to that farm ground. And then we start having a conversation with those family members saying, okay, what's your objective? And you find out everybody's goal. You find out what everybody thinks ought to happen. Then you just kind of work out that whole negotiation from there as far as whether you're going to keep it or whether you're going to sell.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about land inheritance decisions at agriculture.com.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Wednesday today. Market's wrapping up in just a little bit. Been pretty consistent on the board. Not a lot of movement in the grains after jumping up early on today. We saw a bit of a climb for the soybeans a little bit ago, and things have been pretty consistent since then. Livestock is climbing a little bit for the live cattle, feeder cattle. Still mostly lower on the board for the day. May corn right now is sitting up 11 and a half cents, sitting at 7.98 and a quarter. The July corn up by 9.5 cents at 7.84 and three quarters. Wheat market has some decent gains today with May KC wheat up 18 and three quarter cent at 11.87 even, and the July up by 18 and a quarter at 11.93. and a quarter. Soybean market, mostly higher numbers here as May soybeans are up by 20 cents at 16.50 even, with the July up by 15 and a half cents at 16.07 and three quarters. On the meal side, things kind of mixed, but mostly lower for the later futures. May's up slightly by a buck 10 right now at 4.09 even. July is down a buck and a half at $400 even for the meal. On the oil side, kind of the opposite. May's down slightly by 46 cents at 87 and a half. July is in the green by $2.03 at 83.07. Cotton market mostly higher here still, with July cotton up by a buck 45 at 144.39. And the oats market is in the green by 6 pennies for the July at 6.05 and a quarter. May's off the board right now at 6.29 and a quarter. Livestock market, live cattle up, feeder cattle down right now. Lean hogs are struggling throughout the day as well, as June live cattle's up a buck 70 at 134.10. Feeder cattle for August is down $1.72, sitting at 170.12, and the lean hogs for June are down a buck 12 as well at $100.45. U.S. dollar index, we're seeing not a lot of movement here today, but down slightly, down by about 3 pennies at 103.91. We have 30-year bonds for June up slightly at 139.17, and 10-year notes for June in the green at 119.05.
New help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text internet to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
Hey, summer is just around the corner, and the cows are looking a little gamped. Head on over to Kaufman Seeds, stock up on some high-quality sedan grass seed and forage products. Whether you want conventional, DMR, or Bertitics, we've got you covered. Get it planted, keep the old cows happy for the summer, and on into winter. Call Kaufman Seeds at 800-634-2836 for all your summer forage seed.
KNDY.
legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.